Okay, we say today's daf is daf ayin dalid, ad v'yad b'chla. We're starting the fourth line from the top of the Yomet, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravu, Omer Rav. As we'll see, the reason why the Gemara brings this case now, Halach of Rav, Omer Rav Nachman, is because of the fact that we're going to ask a kasha from our Mishnah that we started off our perek. We started in our perek that if you have just one Shoren Iskel gets mixed into 10,000 Oilois or Shlomim or Kabanis, what's it then? Yemusa Kulan. And now we're going to have something which is very similar. So Rav Nachman, Ravu, Rav, Tabash Levoides Chachovim, you have one ring of Avodah Zarah. What means a ring of Avodah Zarah? Says Rashi, Shneskashta Ba Avodah Chachovim, that this was a ring that was an ornament for the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah was apparently some sort of statue of an individual, and he or she, Avodah Zarah, was wearing a tabas on its finger. Oh, so it becomes like a tashmash Avodah Zarah, a tachshir Avodah Zarah, which is also Osir Bahana. And what happened? It was Nisarva B'meya Tabois. It fell into 100 other regular, normal rings. Okay, so now all of them are, in a sense, Yemusa Kulan. I can't have any Hanoah from any of them. A Tabas is a Dover Choshev. It's not going to become Batel. And if it looks like all the other rings, what am I going to do? So says Rav, what happens if Nofla Achas Mehem Liyam HaGadol? If one of them happens to have fallen into the Yam HaGadol, Hutru Kulan, then all of them now become Mutter. The other 100 are Mutter. Why? Damrinan, because we say, Hach de Nofal, Hainu de Isura, that the one that fell into the Yam HaGadol, that was probably the Isur among all this 101. So even though we know that the likelihood that the one that fell into the water was only 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 101, but the Chomim were Mekel, because after all, when it comes to Hilchois, Roiv, and Bittel, it's basically all Drabanan, because Min HaToira, Achri Rabim LaHatois, once you have the Roiv, you're done. We had 100 kosher rings, so to speak, only one bad guy. So said the Rabbanan, as long as one of them fell out into the Yam HaGadol, it's destroyed, no longer here, it, in the sense it's dead, we allow for all the others to be mut. So afraid you want to ace the Rav Nachman, if that's the case, back to our Mishnah, for the Achas Bariba Yemusu Kulan, that if you had one Sharon Iskel in 10,000 other animals, what's the din? All of them go to Misa. And we're talking about Oilos and Shlomim, we're talking about Kabbalas. Amai Neima de Mis Isura Mis. Now, the Gemara is really leaving out a word or two. What the Gemara really means to say is, let us go and say Neima. Rashi says, if one of them were to die, let's go and say that the one that died was the Isser. So what does that mean? We didn't talk about any of them dying. But eventually, among these 10,000 animals, one of them is going to die, whether it's going to be in a day or a week, in a month, but it's going to happen. Why don't we say that once that first behemoth dies, oh, that is like the behemoth, like the tabas, falling into the Yam HaGadol, and be toil and say, that's the guy that was the bad guy, and say the all the other behemoths are now mutter.
Or you even go with my prayer. You start using the behemoth now because one is going to die and then you bring it back.
Okay, you're now already jumping ahead.
No, but what happens if that's the one that dies?
Which one? What do you mean?
Oh. The one that you use now.
The one you use now.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean? The one that you use now?
Until one dies, you don't have. You don't have anything to stand on.
Exactly. So, bottom line is the Chayyus Akutakasha. Whenever that first one dies, be toil and say that's the Tabas that fell into the Yam HaGadol, and all the other Shemi Mutter. Amalei. So he told him, you're asking a very good kasha, and in fact, it's a machloikis, because Rav the Omer Kerblezer, Rav doesn't paskin like our Mishnah, he's paskin like Kerblezer, not Kerblezer Omer, im koriv haroish shel echan mihen, yikribu kol roshim kulan. We had this, as you recall, at the very top of the Omid, at the tail end of yesterday's daf. If you look all the way here at the top of the Omid, you see, you have the Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar says, Mekarva Rosh. What is this referring to? So Rashi, back on the Omid Beis yesterday, said, it's talking about Behema, which was a Balmum. Behema Balmum, of course, you cannot go and bring for a carb. What happened? Somehow it got through the assembly line, and it was Gishachten for a carb. And only afterwards we realize, uh-oh, this was a Balmum. So, once you realize it's a Balmum, it's a Postle Karvin, throw it out. Don't allow it to the continuing of the Avoida. But what happens if that that balmum, its avorim got mixed in with other animals. Let's make it easy. They were all oilois. You have an oila, 10 oilas here on the table. One of them was a balmum, and it got mixed in with the other 9 regular oilois. There's no way of being able to go and differentiate between one and the other. And one of them was already put on the Mizbeach by accident. By accident in the sense that the Kohen didn't know what he was doing. He didn't realize that this was possibly the Balmum one. So Reb Lezer said, once one of them is on the Mizbeach, leave it and Yikrivu Kol HaRoshim. Why? Because I will be toiler that the bad guy, the Balmum, that's the one that's already on the Mizbeach, and so therefore the other 9 are fine. So that's the very same type of approach that Rav is giving here as well. Until, as long as they're all mixed together, then they're all lesser. But as soon as one of them falls out of the mix, it goes into the Yamagodol, so then I have a svara to go and say, that's probably the bad guy, and all the rest are kusha. One second. So that's what Rav Lezer said at the top. Once I put the balm, evarim, or roish of any of the, for instance, just to throw an example, 10 oilois, one roish went on the, I should not have put it on the top because that may have been the balmum guy, and that asses all the rest. Yeah, maskin. But once I put the balmum, I put the roish of one of them, I'm toilin saying, that could very well have been the balmum, and therefore all the others are mutter. Here too, when one tabas falls into the yam, I'm toilin, then that's the bad one, and all the others are mutter. Yes.
Is it on the principle of Kol Shaparish Meruba Parish? Is that why it's mutter? Is that what?
Gemara doesn't quote that and doesn't say it, so I'm assuming that that's an independent halacha, which is not dependent on the other. In other words, you can hold elsewhere called the Parish Meruba Parish and perhaps not hold like our Gemara or vice versa. Okay. And we'd have to look in the Meforshim to see if anybody ties it in. Rashi doesn't tie it in, the Gemara doesn't tie it in, so it doesn't look like it's part of the same approach. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, I think Shlomo wants to ask a question all the way from Eretz Yisrael. Yes, sir.
You see, there's a big problem with this position is that somebody is perfectly, intentionally throwing into the sea and then all the rest figure out all the others.
There's no question what you're saying. You're 100% right. You cannot do this l'chatchila, you can only do this b'dieved. If this already happened, now you're telling me that you're going to incentivize people to go and act as if it happened b'dieved and not l'chatchila. Well, we're talking about hopefully erlicha people that are not going to go and do things like that. But you're right. Someone that did throw one, you would have to know what the halach is. If we were able to determine that when somebody specifically threw one into the Yamagod, it could very well be that we would not be tola liheter. It's only the case where it accidentally fell in, then we're a total lehetter and say that all the others are okay. Yeah. Any other questions?
We usually say that to a tola by a drabanan, mm-hmm. the rice of miyomir.
Well, it's a drabanan in the sense that it doesn't become bottle because of the drabanan. Because min ha-toira, achir rabim lahatis, you go basaroyf. In fact, it doesn't. So that's the drabanan aspect.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, Vaiter. Frank Dimar, we've answered that Rav is in accordance with the view of Reb Lazar, that if you could be toilen and say, that's the bad guy, be toilen, all the rest are mutter. Frank Dimar, Vam Reb Lazar, Vam Reb Elazar, Reb Lazar the Amoira, said, Loi Tatir, Loi Hitter, Reb Lazar, the Tana, Elishnaim, Shnaim, Avul Echad, Echad, Loi. Even Reb Lazar would only be Matir, Shnaim, Shnaim. The one means Shnaim, Shnaim. It's true that we have already one that went on the Mizbeach, and therefore we are being told that that is the bad guy, that was the Balmum. Says now our Gemara, that even Reb Lezer only held that you can go in Yikrivu Kol HaRoshim if you put in at least 2 at one time, and not just 1 at a time. What means 2 at a time? Because I have a double heter, so to speak. What's my double heter? Number one, the fact that I have already one on the Mizbeach, and I'm told you that was the bad one, that was the Palmum. But number two, if I take 2 Roshim at one time and put on the Mizbeach, one of them for sure is a Tohar or a Kusher and not a Balmum, because it was only one Balmum among all the 10 animals. So therefore, The fact that I'm putting two at one time, and I know that one of them is mutter, so I say amigoy that this one is mutter, probably the other one is also mutter. Ah, so it's the combination of those two factors that allows Reb Elezer to be a makel under these circumstances. Number one of them is already on the Mizbeach, it's already too late, so it would be toiler, that's the bad one. And even if you assume that the bad one is still among the remaining 8, 9, 10, 12, whatever it is, we'll take two at a time, so that I know for sure that one of the two is certainly a good one, because there was only one bad one in the first place. So I'll say, me good, this one is good. The other one is good. Ah, so if that's the case, that only applies over there by the case of the Roshim. But you're telling me, according to Rav, that even if just one falls into the Yam, I'm saying all the other 99 or the other 100 are all fine and dandy. But what about, don't I need this two behemoth or two
rings.
Two Rosh, yeah, I'm going to get to the rings in a moment, the two Roshim rule, that it has to be two at a time. Every the Gemara Omalei Anotarti Kamina, says Rav Nachman, Einochanami, although I didn't spell it out, I talk meant that according to Rav, it would only be kosher if you go and sell two rings at a time. Meaning, you're 100% right. Since Rav goes with Reb Elezer, I have to the combination of both factors. Number one, that one tabas fell into the yam, and maybe that was the bad one. And number two, when I go and sell the remaining 100, because I want to be able to sell them, I can only sell them two at a time. Because when I sell them two at a time, one of the two for sure is a kosher, non-avodah zarah ring. So miga that this one is good. The other one is also good. So in the chanami, you have to come on to.
Exactly. If you use three, then when you sell three, you're certainly selling two that are kosher and one that's right. Buttle to the other two.
So you're suggesting we should sell three instead of two.
Right.
Well, that's a very, very good idea. Mietje, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in the Gemara. So thank you.
Or the two heads are better than one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that has a ring of truth to it. Okay, getting back to our Gemara, Anotar Tekamin. Now we're bringing another halacha in the name of Rav, which is similar to the previous halacha. Our Gemara just says Omer Rav, on the side it says Omer Behuda Omer Rav. Tabash Lavoy Tekhovim, same case, Shinis Arba Bemeya Taboyz. And what happens now? Uporshu Arboim Lamokim Echad, Vishishim Lamokim Echad. Somebody parceled them out, took the 100, and split them into two sets. A set of 40 and a set of 60. Now continues Rav. Pirsha achas mi arboim eino oiseres. Achas mi shishim oiseres. What happens if one of the 40 were now to fall into another collection of rings? Eino oiseres. It would not answer it. Achas mi shishim, one out of 60 would fall into another collection of rings. Oiseres, it would answer. Now what's the difference between the one that's emanating from the group of 40 and the one that emanates from the group of 60? So Tumar Maishno Achas Mayaboim Tuloi. Why do we say that Eino Oiseres Tiamrinan Isura Baruba Ise? Because the Svara tells you that since you have 100 altogether, there was one bad tabas that fell into the 100. Now that I've split it between 40 and 60, in all likelihood in terms of percentages, probably the bad one is in the 60 group, because after all, that's the right. So it's probably in the 60. So if one falls out of the 40 and falls into another collection of rings, then it's mutter, because it probably came from a kosher ring and not from the bad guy. On the other hand, so achas mishishim, what's the svara over there? That presumably the one that fell out of the 60 into the other collection of rings, that was the bad guy. Pray tomorrow, why don't you say there too? Achas mishishim nami amrinan isura beruba isay. Why don't you say that the one that fell out of the 60 left behind 59 brother rings? And that being the case, where is it more mistavered that the bad guy is at this time? Is it the one that fell out of the 60? Or is it in the remaining 59? Again, in terms of statistics and roiv, the probability is that just like the bad guy is not in the 40, because that was the miut, then the bad guy is not in that one that came out of the 60, it's probably in the remaining 59. So, Ibazoi, why do you say that the one of 40 doesn't aser, and the one of the 60 does aser? So, Timura, you're 100% right. I have to change the gears slightly, or the understanding of what Rav was saying. He didn't mean to say that one out of 40, or one out of 60, Ella, in Parsha Aboim, Kulam Lemokoim Echad, What happens if all 40 fell into another collection of rings? Ein oistreis. Then they do not aser. If, however, the 60 fell into the mukim echad, oistreis. Then they do aser. Why is that? That's again similar to the Rav that we had at the top of the Amud that we just got finished speaking of, that if I have to be toiler the bad ring, I'd rather be toileted in the collection of 60 rather than the collection of 40. Why is that? Because the 40, since that's the miut, in all likelihood, the bad ring is not in that 40. So if all 40 fall into another collection of rings, all of them are mutter. The shishim, however, in all likelihood, the bad guy is in the 60. Therefore, they answer all of the other rings in which they fall. So this was, you're like, you're happy with this, right? Good. So Bill is on our side, and he says it makes sense. Gebalik. Now, this was a halacha of Rav. Ki amrita kamad Shmuel, when this halacha was repeated in front of Shmuel, Omalei, Shmuel took a very, very hard position, if you will, and he said, Hanach lavodis kechoven. It's one thing if you're talking about other types of Isurim in the Torah, which, relative to Avodah Zarah, are more kuladik. So then I can understand that you say amigoi mitar kula and mit that since one of them fell out, probably the bad guy, etc. But we're talking about avodah zara. Avodah zara, the halach is sveika, and even svek sveika asura ad soif ho'oilam. Now what means sveika v'svek sveika? That means we start off lemushal with our 100 rings, one falls into that collection of 100, and all of them become aser. Says now Shmuel, if subsequent to that, one of the 101 were to fall into another group of 100, they all become aser. If one of that new 101 falls into another group of 100, they become aser. How far? At Soifa Oilam. Because Avodah Zarah is very, very chamur, and so this distinguishing between the 40 and the 60 doesn't work. Even the 40, when they fall into another group, or even if only one would fall into another group, it would answer it because of Svek, Suffolk, and Svek, Svek, and Svek, Svek, Ad Soifoil. Azay Hal Shmuel. Break the Mar Meisvei. I have a Befeirish Abraisa, not like Shmuel. Suffolk Avoidus Chachavim Asura. Svek, Svek, as Mutaris. Oh, right on the spot we see the Loike Shmuel. Just one line earlier, Shmuel said, Svek, 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 as Asura. Zushtate Svek, Svek, as Mutaris. But let's understand the case. Ketzad, Koish shel avodas kechavim. What happens if a koish that was used in a base of avodas zara? And what happened to that koish? Shenofel oitzer male koishes. It falls into a very large storage bin or treasury or whatever, where there are another 100 koishes that look exactly the same. Kul an asurim, all of them are asur, all 101. Pirish echad mihem leriboy. What happens if one of this 101 were to fall out now and fall into 10,000 others? Lavdafk, of course, even 100 others or whatever. Ume riboy le riboy, and from that 10,000 fell yet into another 10,000. In all the cases, mutarin, because this mandiyomer obviously holds, like he starts off. Safik avoydizara, the first one that falls into the 100, the 101. Vader Asur. But once Pirish Echemihem, if one of them falls out of the 101 into another collection of Koisois, Svek Sveika is Mutter. It's a Shven Shmuel. Shmuel says it goes Svek Sveika, Sveika, Ad Soif Oilam. Says Himar, it's not a Kashan Shmuel, it's Emesen Machloikis Tanoim. What's Machloikis Tanoim? Tanoim, he decided he would learn that a Brice of Yehuda Oimer. Rimoine Badon. Remember Rimon and Badan, that was number 2 on the list of the 6, where the Chacham said, or according to Rabbi Kiv, the list of the 7, that never become bottle because they're so, so choshev. Ah, I can't wait to get a pomegranate from Badan. Psh, really, really unique and extra special. So these Rimon and Badan, Oysun Bekoshu. Now, what could the Rimon and Badan aser? In what Isser would there be in the Rimoine Badan? Says Rashi says, L'moshel, if it happens to be Orla, or if it happens to be Truma. Okay, so what happens with those Rimoine Badan? Oyser Bekoshu, if it falls in, he doesn't hold of 100 or 200. He says that because it's so Choshev, Oyser Bekoshu, even in 10,000, because you cannot be Mevatel, Rimoine Badan. So unique, so special. So let me give you an example. Halacha lemaisa, says Rabbi Yehuda, on a practical level, ketzad nafal echa mehem letoich ribay. One rimoin baden, which was truma or arla, fell into 10,000 other Rimoni Badan, so that you could not distinguish between one and the other. And Umay Riboy Le Riboy, and from the first Riboy fell into another Riboy, just one of them, and again, several times. All of them are Asurid. Why are they Asur? Just like Shmuel said, it's not only a Safik, but even Svek Sveka Ad Soif Hu Oilem.
Shmuel said in regards to Avodah Zarah.
Note that the halacha that the Brice of Rabbi Yehuda is talking about is a case of Rimoni Badan, and as Rashi explained, and as we said, we're talking about Orla and Truma. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah. You're absolutely right, Barry. And the Gemara is going to ask that kasha in another one or two lines. But that's the lashon of the Brisa. But if you think about it, before we get to the Gemara later, what we see according to Rabbi Yehuda is even a regular Isser. Regular in the sense, it's not an Avodah Zarah Isser, it's a regular Isser. It's Truma or Orla. Even there he holds that a Safik and a Svek Svek and a Svek 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 Veka are Osir. So what do you think he holds the Gabi Avodah Zarah? Allah is Kama Vekama. So can Shmuel now hang his hat and say, I learn like Rabbi Yehuda?
Sure.
Absolutely. Very good. It's just Rabbi Yehuda goes one step weiter, to which Shmuel doesn't necessarily agree, because he's talking about Avodah Zarah. And Dr. Befeder, Dr. Shmuel, you're talking about Avodah Zarah. In other words, put aside all other Isurim where you could perhaps be Mekel, but not by Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is so chomor. A fellow Ribay and Ribay and Ribay and Ribay at Soif Hu Oilam, like Shmuel said before. So we're going to get back to Rabbi Yehuda in a moment, but I see already that this, I have, Shmuel does have somebody to hang his hat on. Don't say Sachshver from Shmuel from the previous Brisa that Sof Avodah Zarah is Osir and Svek Svek is Mutter, because Shmuel holds like this Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see shortly. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Oy Mishim Rabbi Shimon the Riboy is Asurin. If you were to have one falling into a Riboy, in other words, that initial Rimoini Badan, that Rimoin Badan that fell into 10,000, that could be Osir. Umay Riboy Lishloisha Umishloisha Lamokim Acher is Mutter. However, once it falls out of the first Riboy, if it falls into three, the Gemara is going to ask shortly, why are you talking about three? Should talk about that it fell into two others. We'll talk about that momentarily. Mi'at Hashem. Anyway, if it falls from that first Riboy, in the first Riboy it was a Safik. Once it goes from a Riboy into a Shloisha, and now from the Shloisha into Mokem Acher, those already Svek Svek is. Oh, that's already Mutter. Because I don't know whether the one that fell into the three was one of was the bad guy that first Rimoin Badan, or was one of the 10,000 others. It's obviously much more mistaber than it was from the other 10,000. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda was very machmir, and Rabbi Shimon said, no, Sveika is also Svek Sveika. Whether it falls into another 10,000, or falls into three, is Mutter. Fine. So there's a strong machloikis about the Svek Sveika, and is it different than the Safik or not? Freiti Mar Shmuel the Omer Kaman. How does Shmuel hold? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then Afilu B'Shar Yisur and Maser, then Shmuel should go the next step. Not only the Gabi Asafik Avodah Zarah and Svek Sveika should he go and say his din that it's always Aser. He should say like Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's only an Isser of Truma or Arla, it goes Ad Soifa Oilam, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda held. Ik Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Afilu B'Yedis Kachom Nami Shari. Then he should say even by Avodah Zarah, it also should be Mutter the second Riboy, another the Svek Sveka. Who says, V'chitei Mashani L'Rab Shimon Ben Avodah Zarah L'Shari Yisurim? Maybe, in fact, Rab Shimon is only talking about Truma, only about Arla. There he said, Safik is Aser. Once it falls into the second Safik, or the third Safik, then it's Mutter. So, Freiti Gemara, maybe that's only because we're talking about Rimoni Badan. We're talking about Arla and Truma. Maybe, in fact, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, he would agree with Shmuel that there is a difference in Shmuel that even Svek Svek is Aser. Is that in fact what Reb Shimon holds? V'chitei Mishani le Reb Shimon ben Avodah Zarah L'Shari Yisurim. El Hodesan, you have yet another Braisa. Safik Avodah Zkechavim. Oh, a Safik Avodah Zarah. Asur, that's Aser. Usvek Sveika and Muteris. And the Svek Svek is Muter. So I see clearly that there is such a Mandi Omar. So, L'Choyra, who is this Mandi Omar? Mani Loi Reb Yehuda V'Loi Reb Shimon. Are you going to tell me that it's neither Reb Yehuda nor Reb Shimon? Okay, so before we continue on, so what the Gemara has proved at this point is, this money is not going on the author of the Braisa, it's really going on what is Shmuel hold. Getting back to our case of the Braisa, what the Gemara has proved from this Braisa, that there is a mandioma that holds that Ligabi Avodah Zarah, Svek is Osir, Svek is Mutter, so the presumption is that's the same as Reb Shimon. Obviously it's not Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda holds even Bishari Surin, even Bariba, Svek is Osir. Now that I find that there's Reb Shimon that says, only Safik is Osir, and the Svek is Mutter, by Rimoine Baden, by Truman Arla, does he hold the same thing by Avodah Zarah? Probably yes, because I have another mandiyama that makes this very distinction between Safik, which is us, and Svek, which is Mutter, by Avodah Zarah. And since I don't find any other Tana that speaks to this, so it's probably the same Reb Shimon that said by Shahar Isurim, he says we distinguish between Sveka and Svek. Here too, he distinguishes between the two. Fine. But now the question is, what does Reb Shimon hold? So to Marmani, Loi Reb Yehuda, Loi Reb Shimon, Loi Lem Reb Shimon. So, first thing Mora says, I'm not sure what this money goes on Shmuel, it goes on the second Braisa, but either way it works. Let's see if there's Rashi says anything about this. Anyway, so bottom line is that second Braisa clearly is a Reb Shimon Braisa, and now the Shaila is, what does Shmuel hold? We're saying that Shmuel holds like one of the two Tanoim. L'chayri, he cannot hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda extends the Salocha even to Shari Surin, and not only to Avodah Zarah. And L'chayri, he's not holding like Reb Shimon either, because Reb Shimon holds clearly that only the Sofik is Osir, the Svek is Mutter. And Shmuel said that by Avodah Zarah, even the Svek is Osir.
But it's not Reb Shimon himself that's been quoted, it's Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon.
And so, therefore, is that good or bad?
No, it shows that there's not a, there might be another Tana, Libid Reb Shimon, that we could slot it in, because the Gemara is actually opening up that Sofik, as it were.
Fine.
Sofik is not Svek.
If you can find another Reb Shimon, whether it's Reb Shimon Yehuda, Libid Reb Shimon, or Reb Yankel, please bring him here, bring him to the table. The Gemara apparently could not find any other Tana or Amoira that was able to say anything definitively in the name of Reb Shimon, except Reb Shimon Yehuda. I have now this Braisa, which is nameless. It's mistaver that this is the same Reb Shimon Yehuda Mishum Reb Shimon, and that what he's saying is that just like Gabi Shar Isurin, I distinguish between Avodah Zarah, where Sveik is Osir, and Svek is Mutter, the same thing I hold by Avodah Zarah too. But then now, who does Shmuel hold by? Everything by. The Oilam Shmuel holds Savala, Kirab Yehuda. And both of them held that it's not only Svek is Osir, but Svek is Ulta Osir, at Svek Oilam. However, Savala Yehuda Bechoda, Paligle Bechoda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one halacha, meaning Legabi Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda, you and I are on the same page, we're learning the same daf. Absolutely, we both agree. Sofik is Osir, Svek is Osir, Svek Osir, at Seif Oilam. Palil Bechada. However, when it comes to Shari Surin, that's where the game ends, or our bond ends, because there I, Shmuel, hold, then, like Reb Shimon, that Svek would be Mutter. However, Reb Yehuda holds, no, that Svek is Osir, even Bishar Isur. And with this, we've concluded that Shtickle. And we go back to the fact that Reb Shimon Yehuda, in the name Reb Shimon, said that Meriboy Leriboy is Asurim, Meriboy Leshloisha, Mishloisha Lamakamacher is Mutter. Freiti Mora, Omama, Meriboy Leshloisha, Mishloisha Lamakamacher is Mutter. Why do we have to talk about Shloisha? Maishno Shloisha. The Ikaruba, because you want to go and say that one fell into three. So therefore, three against one obviously is a strong rive. And that's why I'm saying, if you were to take out now one out of that three, or really one out of that four, you can be toil lahakel, says Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that I'm going to assume that Svek is Mutter, is Rabbi Lishnai Minami Ikaruba, which is the point that both of you were talking about 5 or 10 minutes ago, and I told you we're going to mention, get to it, that when we're talking about the din of Roiv, why do we have to talk about that one fell into three? Say that one fell into two. And therefore, again, I have the benefit of a Roiv Heter against this one, which is Osir. Now, it's taka true, okay, the chomor taka machmir when it comes to avoid Zorah, contribute the imbishari surim. But why does Reb Shimon pick a case of, since Reb Shimon holds that Tzvek is Osir, but Tzvek, Tzveka is Mutter, why does he have to say that the second suffix was one falling into three? He could say that one even fell into two. And therefore I have a double suffix. I have the suffix because of the original Rimin Baden that was part of the 10,000. And then one of those fell into the three. So again, I have a new suffix at Svek. So even if it fell into two. And for the Gemara, my Gimel Diktoni, Tartivu, Einachanami, when we said that it fell into three, what we really meant to say is that the second suffix, the Svek, was two. And by the Rimin Baden falling into the other two, I got now three altogether.
It's like a chumash being from the Milabar, not Milagav.
Fine, good. So he added one to two, and it became a collection, a total of three. Fine. Now the Gemara says, V'iboyis Eima. Now, this Iboyis Eima, there are two pshatim, what we mean by this Iboyis Eima. First, we'll learn with Rashi's pshat, Rashi's first pshat. Rashi brings both pshatim, but Rashi likes his first pshat better. And he says Rishon Yosher Be'enai, and this V'iboyiseima is not going on the question of the two and the three that we were talking about, but rather it was going back on Shmuel that we asked Shmuel D'Amar Kiman, Shmuel that said that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, not only one suffix, but even Svek and Svek Atzeif Kol Adoyrois Atzeif for Oilam, it always remains Osir. So we were trying to figure out who is that Tana. And the Gemara and the Amud Aleph said, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda B'chada, and the Paragalei B'chada, the Yiboyesei Masovah L'Kriblezer. Who is this Reblezer? Reblezer, full stop. Now the question is, who is this Reblezer? This Gemara happens to be unusual in that the Reblezer is not someone that was previously quoted. Usually, if the Gemara would want to quote somebody and not go through the whole Shach Levatar, he says, Reblezer, and then you'll go back to Yom Adal. Oh, that Reblezer. Yeah. But that's not what's going on over here. This is a fresh Reblezer that we have not quoted until now from a Mishnah in Masechtas Avodah Zarah on Daf Memtes. Now, what was that Mishnah? So Rashi quotes it at length because Rashi sees it's missing. So Rashi says, that's my job. I have to go and elucidate and explain what we're all about. It's talking about a person that took Eitzim, which were Osir Bahano. For instance, these Eitzim were from an Orla tree, or from a Kelayim tree, or Avodah Zarah, whatever it was. Our Rashi doesn't go into that level of detail, but we do know that these Eitzim were Osir. And what did he do? He used that to go and Hisik B'Hinei Satan. I'm looking at, if those of you want to see the Rashi, yes. It's the fourth line of Rashi from the top. Not only Mena Eitzim, Asurim Bahano, Hisik B'Hinei Satan, and he heated up a Tanah. Chodosh, if it's a brand new tanur, yutat. When we say it's brand new, that means that every tanur, I don't know about how they manufacture tanurs today, but the tanurs in the good old days, to go and make it firm and give it a lifetime of ice, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, whatever, you have to do that last burning of the tanur by burning it from the inside, from the outside, whatever, to make it solid. Now it's now ready for sale, ready for usage. So if that's a brand new tanner that was never solidified and now it is solidified, then you touch. Then you're going to have to go and break it because the isser which is in it is what's forming this tanner. And any time you're going to go bake in it, you're going to have a problem. As the Mishnah continues, Yoshon Yutzon, if it's already an old tanner that's already been used in the past. So yes, you made a boo-boo by heating it up with these Eitzim. Fine, Yutzon, just wait until it cools off. Presumably you go and sweep away any remaining coals or embers or whatever, and go and bake again. But let's go back to the original case of Chodesh Yutzot. Of a boy is a pass, Asur Bahano'o, Nisar v'bachiris, Asur Bahano'o. Reb Elazar, Oymer Yoylech Hano'o L'yam HaMelech. Ah, so what do I see clearly? I see that Reb Elazar says in this Mishnah, and I said before that it doesn't spell out which Isser it is. Rashi now told us at the end that we're referring specifically to Avodah Zarah, so sorry for that mistake. We're talking about Eitzim of Avodah Zarah, Eitzim. And what happens now, according to the Tanakhama, even if you take this bread and you baked it with these Eitzim of the Isuri Hano of Avodah Zarah, not only is this bread Osir, but if this bread now gets mixed into 100 other breads, and then one bread for that new 101 breads folds into another collection of 100 breads, it's Osir Atzoi for Oilam, totally Osir Bana. Reb Elazar says, Yoylech Hanoli Yamamelech, what you can do is you can go and take the Hanoli Yamamelech, in other words, take either one bread or the value of that bread, throw it into the Yamamelech, and that with that you'll kasher all the rest. So why does Reb Lezer hold that way that you have to be Moylech Hanoli Yamamelech? Alma Isle Reb Lezer Svek Svek Avoid Zachavim is Taka Oser, Miriktani Vacheres Bacheres. Oh, so therefore, that's Lechoyre Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Reb Lezer. The Reb Lezer holds that Svek Svek is Oser, and that's why even if it fell into Acheres Bacheres, Acheres Bacheres, they're still Oser Bano. Amaret of my Avoid Zara. Is the Chmamish like Shmuel? Beautiful.
But you're laundering your Isser by throwing one to the Amamelech. Mm-hmm. Shmuel's not giving you that Itza. Mm-hmm. Shmuel's Usser Alamas.
You're right.
Reb Lezer's giving you a trap door here to get out of this by saying you can launder it.
100% correct. But what happens if you didn't launder it? What
would it stays Usser forever.
Oh, okay, that's what Shmuel holds as well. Okay. What the Shmuel would agree with Reb Lezer about the laundering or something, Mar doesn't go into. Okay. But one thing is clear, they both hold the same, the Gabi, that's Usser forever.
Without that remedy, it stays Usser.
Exactly. So the Bezoiz of Timara, so that's period. And Shmuel holds like that, Reb Lezer.
Who is the Rabbi Yehuda of Tilman now?
That's the Mishnah over here in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Do you have the Rashi? Rashi, fourth line from the top. You see the Rashi? You see what it says? Not like men ate some asurim, but no, he's a ben. You got that?
Yeah.
Good. So now skip down 3-4 lines. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Yodach Anol Yam HaMelach, that to go and have a remedy for all of these bad breads that have been baked with the original bread baked as a result of the benefit of the Atzei Avodah Zarah, which were Asur Ba'Noah, says Reb Lezer, not only that first bread, but the second collection of breads, the third collection of breads, fourth, they're all Asur. The only eights I have, says Reb Lezer, is Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech. Either take the bread or the value of that bread, throw it in the Yam HaMelech, and that kashers all of them. But until you do that, what happens? They're all Asur. So I see that Reb Lezer holds not only a Sofik is Asur, but even a Svek Svek is Asur. Good. Everybody's happy with that. There's a couple of major problems with that pshat. What are the couple of major problems? Number one, why does the Gemara say only Reb Lezer? The Tanakama, in fact, is even more direct than Reb Lezer, because the Tanakama of that Mishnah doesn't even bring the remedy, he only brings the halach of Shmuel.
Yeah, yeah.
So why didn't Gemara say Reb Lezer?
Shmuel Katana Kama of that Mishnah.
Of that Mishnah, exactly. It's even better than Reb Lezer. So that's kasha number one. Kasha number two, wherever you find that the Gemara brings Sovlek Reb Lezer and doesn't tell us who the Reb Lezer is, and now I have to start kratzing my hair and start saying to myself, is that Reb Lezer? Is that in Brochus? Is that in Shabbos? Is that in Erevin? Is that in Pesachim? Is that in Avodah Zarah? I don't know who the Reb Lezer is. If this Reb Lezer was quoted earlier, okay, that's one thing. But a brand new Reb Lezer that we didn't even mention, doesn't the Gemara always spell out? So like Reb Lezer did, because we learned it in the so we see Shmuel hold like Reb Lezer. So those are two of the difficulties with this pshat, and that's why Tosfos rejects the pshat. If you look at the Tosfos, you don't have to start from the very beginning, this long Tosfos here, go down about 10 lines into the Tosfos, see towards the beginning of the line, the Koshel Rebbeinu Tam, Choda, my Sovelak Reb Lezer, Harabbanan Nami Asri. Why does the Mishnah, why does the Gemara say, Shmuel holds like Reb Lezer? After all, the Rabbanan of that price, of that Mishnah, hold the same thing. V'doichik lefarish, b'shasad chak, we can say that what he really meant was to Reb Lezer, umachlu kosei ka'amar. That not to Reb Lezer, but all to his adversary in the same Mishnah. Tosfos says that psa'a doichik pshat. Presumably why the Tosfos hold that's a doichik pshat is because the one that is a much clearer riot to Shmuel is the Tanakhama. He's directly on point. From Reb Lezer, I have to make a diuk and extricate. And Reb Lezer holds that the way to remedy is that they go and throw into the Yam HaMelech is the chasim, and that until now we hold the Svek Svek is awesome. I don't need that. Just go directly to the source. The Rabbanan say befeirish that Svek Svek is awesome. So that's kasha number one. V'oid, the Reb Lezer b'shari surin nami oser hasim. Oh, like we were saying before, that in fact, if you go to that Gemara Avodah Zarah, it's not only talking about Avodah Zarah, it's also talking about Truma and Orla and Kilayim and other Isurim as well, that you have this Acheres, Vacheres, Vacheres, Vacheres. And that being the case, then I'm back to square one, saying the reason why the Gemara was not happy with the first Teretz, of saying that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Because you have to go and say Rabbi Yehuda, Savalok, Rabbi Yehuda, Bechada, the Palikal, Bechada. I have the same problem with Rabbi Lazar. Also, he's talking about Shari Isurim too. And therefore, V'oid, Nochazach, which is what we pointed out before, void to have a leila meimer, titnan, ulasiya masnis in the hasam. Once we're saying that it's Rabbi Elazar, we should have brought the Mishnah. In other words, Rashi's Mishnah. The Kimishloi Husker of the Kulish Maitza, since the whole Shakla Batar, this whole daf, the whole last two or three dafim, all we're talking about this mixture of kosher and non-kosher, whether it's Avodah Zarah, whether it's Rimonim Badan, whether it's a Tabas, whatever it happens to be. If we're saying so like Rabbi Elazar, shouldn't we have said that, who's this Rabbi Elazar? So because of that, Toisus rejects the first pshat of Rashi, and he says, "V'nira k'loshen achroin." Now, what's the loshen achroin? Going back to Rashi. Lishnachrin. Now, this is about 10-12 lines into the Rashi. Mike Kamara, there's a period after Bacheris, and starts Lishnachrin. Sover k'rablezer omer b'shimin. I'm sorry. Sover k'rablezer. It's not going on Shmuel. Arab Shimin koi. It's going back on Reb Shimin. What means on Reb Shimon? The Gemara asked the Kasha, why did we say in the price on the Omer Aleph that according to Reb Shimon, it first got mixed into, or the Kois got mixed into, or the Reimani Badan got mixed into 10,000, and from there it went into three, and from the other three it went to another three, and we asked at the time of the Omer, why do we talk about three? Why don't we talk about that it fell into two? And the Gemara gives maybe a doichik pshat, it's two plus one, it's three, it really fell into two, not into three. But do I have another pshat? If you boy say, yes, I have another pshat that it fell taki into three and not into two. What's that other pshat? So Timur Sav Krabloza, Sav Krablesa. Arab Shimon is going back, Arab Shimon the Omir Riboyay le Gimel. It fell into three. Utritzna Maish Loishitani, Trevahu. That was the first teretz, that the three means it fell into two, and two plus one is three. Viboyesema gimel dafka no nakitaka fell into three, and now we have altogether four. I become rein and tiski betray. So velakrebluza di omer lehiter Reb Elazar elishnaim shnaim. Remember back in the Omer Aleph when Reb Elazar said if one tabas fell into the yamagudel, then all the other tabois are mutter. Said Reb Elazar, but Reb Elazar holds only if you want to go and sell two tabois at the same time. Why dafka two at the same time? Because we make a migui. One of the two is certainly kushas, and the other probably is also kusha. So I take these two factors together. See, I'm going to hit the blazer elishnaim shnaim. Hilkach be'ina de lehevi dalid telishkalinu shnaim shnaim. The only way that you can extricate from your group of tabois two at a time is if you start off at least with three. Because if you only have, you start off at least with four. Because if you only have three, then you can't take shnaim shnaim two at a time. Because by the time you get to number three, he's all by itself. All by itself, I don't have the benefit of that migui. That migui, that one of them is kusha, probably the other one is also kusha. I can't be toiler that way if you only have one.
Now, you have to have an odd number.
So you have to. So that's why when the one folds into three, I have now four altogether.
And even number,
I have created even numbers of two and two. And that's why we're saying, according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon, it originally fell into 10,000, so it became a suffix. One of the 10,000 folds now into three others. Now I have a combination of three plus one, I have now four. So I can take two at a time and to go and sell it to someone who's interested in buying rings or interested in buying Rimoine Badon or buying Koisois, as long as I'm doing it as a peer, so then I have a peer of reasons to say why it's mutter. Number one, maybe the Isser is still remaining within the 10,000, after all. 10,000 against one, it's more likely that the one that fell out was a good one, not a bad one. So it's similar to the case of the Reb Elazar that we had in the Amud Aleph and Rav, that if a Tabas, for instance, falls into the ocean, so then I don't know which one fell in, but now if others fall from the remaining 100, if I want to go and sell them, if I sell them two at a time, so then I have two reasons to be able to be toila lohakal. Number one, maybe the bad guy fell away. And number two, since I have two, one of the two is certainly kosher, so probably the second one is also kosher.
Well, we say sell three. I mean, it goes back to the point we made earlier. If you're going to be selling them two at a time, it's a maybe. Mm-hmm. If you're selling three, I know I'm selling a majority of kosher.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we require selling two at a time, do three at a time?
But you don't, and then you could say make it four at a time, or five at a time.
But at least three, you have two to one. You have a clear rov. In every transaction, you have a rov of heter outweighing a potential suffix.
They have another heter. They have a migu. She uses a migu heter.
Mm-hmm.
Migu that.
One is certainly mutter. Okay, because one is certainly mutter.
Exactly. Okay. That's how even the migu works. Okay, so do you want to write a new shtickle? Amar Reish Lakish. Chov Yishel Truma. Shenis Arva B'mei Chov Yois. You have one Chov Yis of Truma falling into 100 other barrels, which were Chulin. And he gave enough lachas mehem the Yam HaMelech. One of them fell into Yam HaMelech. Hutru Kulon. All of them were mutter the Amrinan. Hachta Nofal Di Sura Nofal. That the one that fell in was the bad guy and the others are all good. Now if you go back to Rav Nachman Omer Rav on the Omer Aleph, he says the exact same halacha. He's not talking about a chavish or truma. How did we start off today's daf on the fourth line? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Bavu, Omer Rav, Tabash al Vodiz Chavim, Shinesar Vemeya Tabois. Think of chavish al Vodiz Chavim, Shinesar Vemeya Chavios, or truma, or orla, or whatever. Benovel Achaz Mihem Liyamagot, one fell Liyamagot, Hutru Kulan. Oh, so that's the same halacha as over here too. What's the lashon of Reish Lakish? Chavish al truma. Chavius, Nisar Bamei Chavius, right? Tabas, 100, Tabois, 100 Chavius, Noflachas Men Yamagodl, or Yamamelach, same as before, Huchakulam, all of them become Mutter. Why? Because Yamrin Hachdanof, Lisa or Nof. It's word for word the same as Rav, or Rav Nachman, or Rav on the Yomer Aleph.
One's a Barzar, one's Truma, that's the difference.
Okay, we're not done yet. The Itzrich Rav Nachman, Itzrich Meloish, I need both Alochas, both of Rav Nachman and of Reish Lakish. Why aren't they saying the same thing? I'll tell you why. What means matirin? There's no heter that you can go and be mat to the Avodah Zarah because of the chumrah Avodah Zarah. But truma the yesh lamatirin loy. What means truma the yesh lamatirin? Truma becomes bottle in 100. And since I have over here the 101 barrels, so if you have a problem that one of them is truma, it can become bottled just by the fact that it's within the other 100. So therefore, I have heterim. So when one of them falls out into Yamagodl, I'll be told, that's the guy. Because anyway, Truma is much more kal in that sense than Avodah Zarah. So that's why he has to go and tell us the Allah by Truma. Ve'imed Reish Lakish, have a min achovius the minkara and the filasa, dafka by chovius, where you can tell that one fell away. Chovius is, a chaticha rui leskabit. You see the cask, and now you don't see it because it fell into the water, and it literally makes waves when it falls into the water. So people know about it. Abu Tabasli Minkriti philosophy, you have 101 taboy, so one falls away into the Yamagodl, nobody's going to know the difference except for the owner that sees it, because just for the one moment there's going to be a little moving of the waves down below, but it's a gornish. It's so insignificant in terms of volume and size. And therefore, I would think, Efshaloi, maybe there I wouldn't allow for the falling into the Yamagodl to give us his heter, Tzrichi. Now, what difference does it make whether it happens to be big or small? If the halacha is that it falls into 100 and therefore either becomes bottle, or that I can be toiler when it falls into the waves, into the river, what difference does it make whether it's big or whether it's small? So Rashi says, not like Marisain. Rashi says, because of the Welt, people out there in the world, if they're going to go in here, that when a big barrel goes into the water, then we're going to be matter the other 100 barrels. So now when a tabas falls into the water, what difference does it make? You think the chum are only talking about a chavis and not talking about a tabas? It's all the same. Any item of Issa that was fell in, and then afterwards one fell into the yam will be toiler, then that's the guy that fell in. And says the Gemara, if it would only say chavis, I would say minkred nefilasa, that people will be able to say, yo, it has to be noticeable, it has to be recognizable, it has to be discernible. Avot tabas, ali minkred nefilasa, no. And therefore, tzricha, that's why you have to have both cases to tell you, both by the tabas and by the chavis, the same halacha applies when it falls into the yam, that I can be told that all the rest are fine. Now, the question is, what did Reish Lakish on his own really hold? In other words, until now we're saying that I need both, one because if I'd only say truma, yesh lamatirin, but not by Avodah Zarah, and if I'd only tell you the case of the chavius, I wouldn't know what the din is by the tabas. I would say maybe lo yimin if we lost the efshanisht. So I need both. But the question is, what does Taka Reish Lakish hold by tabas? Or for that matter, what did he hold by any other small item? And if we have now machloikis, what Reish Lakish himself held. The reason why he chose the case of the barrel, because he taka meant, the only time we're going to be matter, if you're talking about this huge chavius that falls in and makes a splash and everybody realizes that's the reason why I'm being matter the others. But don't say, lemush legabi ta'ena, you had 101 ta'enim. One ta'ena, one bad fig, in the sense that it was Orla, Kilayim, Truma, or whatever. It falls into the other 100. Okay, and if I'm going to say 100, then you're going to say it has to be Dafka Truma. So it fell into 200. But you get the point that if
large
it's...
large quantity.
Good. So if the Ta'ina fell out of that large quantity and fell into the Yam, what would Rish Lakish hold then? So Rabbi says, Rish Lakish would not hold that you're matter all the others, because it's not Nikr. Nobody can tell that until now there was 101, now there's 100. No, it doesn't work. It can't be touched. However, if Yosef Omar, I feel the Ta'ina, can feel Lasa Kach Al Yosef. Just like this one insignificant Ta'ina, acid all the 100 or all the 200.
Oh, very good.
I mean, it's very small. It wasn't Nikr then when it fell in.
Right.
If it can go in acid when it falls in, it can be matter when it falls out. A very nice Svara, Machloikis Rabba, and Yosef. Very good. Next Gemara, Zok Gemara about Omer Abluza. Chovish al Truma, Shenofle Bekuf Chovish. Now this Gemara is starting off similar to what Shlomo was saying about a half an hour ago. That you have to worry about potential playing with the rules and with the laws to try to find a heter. So what are we talking about? Omer Abluza, Chovish al Truma, Shenofle Bekuf Chovish. One Chovish al Truma falls into 100 others. Now, Chovioi Stumois, you remember, was on the list of the Rabbanon, which are six things which do not become bottle. We started with the Goyzi Ferech, and Rimoni Badon, and then we had the Chovioi Stumois. For those of you that don't believe it, or would like to go and see it inside to remind themselves, this is back on Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, where on the sixth line from the top of the Amid Be'eluhein, a Goyzi Ferech, Rimoni Badon, the Chavioi Stumois, and then Chavioi Tardin, Kilfei Tardin, Kilfei Kruv, Kilas Yivanis. Why is Chavioi Stuma such a dover choshev that doesn't become bottle? Because it's sasim. As soon as you make a small perforation in the opening of this, and you make an opening of this barrel, then this barrel can soon be all wasted. All of the wine can soon go sour. As long as it's sasim, you haven't opened it yet, it's going to remain fresh. Aha. Okay, so that's a very tzedavah choshev. So getting back to our Gemara, if you had now one chavis sosum that falls into 100 chavis tumais, l'choira, it doesn't become bottle. Because we just said now, tzedavah choshev, it doesn't become bottle. And not only by avodah zarah, but even by truma, by anything, because it's a tzedavah choshev. Says Reb Elazar, achaban aitzim. Poiseach echad mehen, open one of them, and now it's no longer chavis stuma, so no longer has its chashivas, and now it can become bottled. But what's the whole shayla that maybe you have truma? I mean, it's the noitel himena kidei dimua v'shoisa. Go and take from this single barrel the percentage of potential wine mixed together, wine of truma mixed together with wine of chulin. Take out that percentage. What's the percentage? 1 out of 101 of, in other words, basically 1%, and go and give that to the koyin, the shoyis, and you can drink the rest of that. You can't drink the rest of the other chavios, but this particular chavios that you took out of the mixture, it's no longer, and you opened it, it's no longer a chavios sasum, now it's a chavios psucha, and therefore it is now ro'oi to become batel. I go and take from that now the percentage of dimua, of that mix of chulin and truma, 1%, 1 out of 101, and then you can drink all the rest.
You can do that for every chavis in the market?
Exactly.
One,
that's
right.
That's Reb Elazar. Yosef Rabbimi v'kamalo shmaita omelet Rav Nachman gima ushika chazina. I see over here that people are trying to work the books and work the rules and are trying to go and drink all of them, and they're going to open each one individually and they're going to go and say, and now it can be become bottle and drink the whole thing.
What's wrong with that? I mean, basically, each one of them, you're basically taking the cut of truma inside and giving it to the Kohen. And since you don't know which one it is, one of them is entirely truma.
Very good. So look at the Rashi, 10-12 lines before the wide lines. 10-12 lines before, Gima v'shasi kachazina hacha. Dim kein, if you're going to allow it to be poiseach lechad chila. Hod the kaimulan, that the Chacham said, that chavyei stumais leibatli heich mishkachasla. Then there is never such a case of chavyei stumais that doesn't become bottle, because I have an eitzah. Open up. Once they open it up, it's not a chavyei stuma anymore. And this is such a simple eitzah, then why the Chacham enumerating that as the one of the six that will never become bottle? Reb Yid, it's very simple to become bottle. Just give a hole, open it up, boom, becomes bottle immediately, and you have this eitzah. So therefore, says the Gemara, you have a good point. Ela eima, Niftecho achas mehen noitel menekadei dimor v'shoyzi. You can't do this lechatchila. But if it were to occur, for instance, if the barrel fell down onto the floor, and as a result, the lid opened up, and there was a little bit of a hole, from this point on, it loses its status of chofiyas tuma, and now I can go and take kidei dimor and the rest to be shoyzi. I can't do it lechatchila, because of, then it doesn't make sense. Chofiyas tumas would always be a dover which could become bottled just by opening it, if you're allowing the opening. No, it's only a b'diavad type of halach. Similarly, Omer Rav Oishia, Chav Yishol Truma Shinesarvim B'meiv HaChamishim Chav Yais. It didn't get bottled in 100, in 150. V'niftechu Meya Mehen, and 100 of them opened up on their own. Doesn't say the Pasach, v'niftechu. Same thing. Noitel Himena Kedei Dibur. Go and take out of each one of the 100 barrels, one out of 151, very, very small percentage, even less than the percentage we're talking about, because we're talking about now Meiv HaChamishim, so one over a fraction, one on the top, and underneath it 151. Take that, and drink the rest of the barrel. However, Shar, all the other 50 barrels which are remaining, Loi, you cannot go and drink from them. Because maybe the Isser still remains in the remaining barrels. And that being the case, whatever is opened up as a result of an accident, the same Eitzah that we gave before of Reish Lakish, or I'm sorry, of Reb Lazar, that once it opened up on its own, you can go and take the Kedei Dimur and Shoyz, but only Shoyz the rest of that barrel, and not all the rest. And with this, Rabbi, so we've concluded the very beautiful sugya about the Hilchis Taruvis involving Avodah Zorah or the Shari Surim that we've learned over the last few blatt. And now we go back to the second case of the first Mishnah of our Perek. What happens if a Roiva Venirva or a Treifa or Esnan, a Mechir Kelev, a Mukta, a Nevad, all of those? So we had a list in our Mishnah that got mixed in with kosher karbanos. Said in our Mishnah, Yirat Shistavu, and then you should be poided, and then you give Kedmei Yofesh Abed. So that was the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Bishloim Mekula Lo Yedea, that you can have a Roiva Venirva, or an Esnan, or a Mechir, or any one of those, getting mixed into normal, regular karbanos, and not being able to differentiate between one and the other, that I understand perfectly. Unless you happen to be a malach, or you happen to be a person with Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, how would you know whether this animal is a Roiv Venirva or a regular animal? Doesn't the animal doesn't go around proudly like they have in the pride parades? Oh, I'm proud of the fact that this animal that I lived with, a human being, as the animal, even if he could write, probably doesn't know English. But the point is, how does anybody know that there's a Roiv Venirva or any other animal? So Taka, it could all become the Taruvis. El Haitreifa Hechidami. If I'm not mistaken, I think Bill asked that when we were learning the Mishnah. How can you go and say that one of the animals treifa? Look, is the animal treifa or not? Hechidami. If I know that that one of the animals is taka treif and fell into all the others, go and look for it and find what was the simon that you knew originally that it was a treifa, whatever the simon was, look for that simon. Identify which animal has it and take it out of the mixture. You can't go and tell. How did you know originally at the time that it became Mu'uruf? If you cannot tell now that it's a treifa because it's not discernible, so how did you know originally that this one merged into the other 10,000? A treifa just went in. How do you know it's a treifa? It certainly looks like a treifa. No, if it looks like a treifa, take it out right now. I can't identify it. How do you identify initially that it was a treifa? So Yomar gives three or four answers. Amidei Rabbi Ani, how come I iskinik going the Arav Nekuvas HaKoitz Bedrusas HaZi'ef? The Gemara is assuming at this point that a Drusas HaZi'ef, of course, is a wolf, and if a wolf goes and puts his claws into an animal,
there's poison in the
there's some sort of poison, venom, whatever. It's probably not the same exactly as snake venom, but some other type of poison, infectious, bacteria, virus, whatever. This animal is a goner. And that's why it's called a treifa. Now, how can you tell that an animal is a drusa zeif? You see holes in part of the animal somewhere, and those holes, it looks like that wolf got to it, and looks like this animal is a treifa. Fine. This animal now merged with 10,000 others. So let's look at the 10,000 others. However, many of the other animals of the 10,000 had holes in them as well. But those holes were not trefa holes, they were just the kufas akoit, meaning that the animals were walking in an area where there were a lot of koitzim or barkonim, a lot of thorns and thistles, and one of those thorns got into, and I cannot tell which one of the animals holds, or which one of the animals that has holds, are these holds from a drusus egg, and therefore it is a trefa, or is it just a koitz, and just wait a couple of days, or a week or two, and finally that hold is going to go on the mend, and it'll probably, similar to human beings, is first going to be on top of it.
A scab,
and that scab presumably 3 days later is going to fall off and everything will be fine. But in the meantime, as we are talking, I don't know which animal has the trusas ha'ev hole or has the kufas ha'kaitz hole. And that's the reason why you cannot recognize one from the other. That's teres number one. Reish lo kesha amarki going di arab in a fula. What's in a fula? An animal that fell off emotional from the roof. It's still alive, and in fact, it still has enough stamina that it's able to stand and even to walk. And that being the case, it's an afula, and afula is considered to be a trefa. In the Mechem, we get to Masechta Schulin, and we're going to learn that if you had such an animal, and you open it up, and you do the bedik, and you find that everything happens to be perfect, in many circumstances, it's still going to be a trefa, because of what we call risuke evarim. Risuke evarim means that I'm not able to go and check every single one of the limbs in this animal, but there may be a limb that is either broken or fractured or it's disjointed, it came out of the joint, out of the socket, etc., etc. So a nefula is a trefa. So Frey Timura, nefula nami livdika. Why don't we go and make a bedika right now and see, can it stand, can it walk? Because there's a machloikis in Masechta Schulin and Legami nefula. We're going to talk about that again shortly. Can you be boidik and nefula when it's still alive or not? And there are other mandiyamrim, not like Reish Lakish that we're bringing now. There are other mandiyamrim that say that even if the animal, no, not even, that if the animal that is nefula, if we say, stand up, and it's able to stand up, and then we say, walk, and it's able to walk, that's enough to be matter and say, obviously, nothing happened to this animal, because otherwise, why is it standing and walking? Muzach zayin that it is, it's a kosher animal, and you don't have to worry about the trefa after all. So, Frank Timur, let's do that bedika and see about the nesafula, is it trefa, this trefa. Right. So, Timur Kosova, Reish Lakish holds like the view of those other mandiyamrim, that umda, even if it stands up, tzricha amisles. You still gotta wait 24 hours, because maybe it's, you know, gets together, it's koiches for that one moment, but after 24 hours, we'll see whether it still has that stamina, it's able to go and stand again.
It's the same thing with a man when you hit a slave.
Exactly, the havdol, exactly the same thing.
In Mishpatim, he gets up from his bed and walks around, then you're no longer out.
Im yakum mishalech b'chutz al mishamte v'nika hamake rakshif te'ita en rapi rapi. Right, exactly what you're saying. The Zok Yimar, it's tzricha amisles. Holcha, even if it's able to walk now, tzricha medika, you still have to have a medika after you go and check the animal. So therefore, since you're still going to have a medika, and even if that bedika turns out to be 1,000% okay, says Rashi, but I'm not going to allow this animal to be brought for a karbon. Why not? Because there's at least a possibility that this animal is going to be a trefa. So I can't bring a subject trefa for an animal for a karbon. Why not, says Rashi? Because we learned in the, we had in Haftorah last week, 2 weeks ago, Hakrivei nolef echasecha, hayirzcha or hayisa fanecha. Would you go and give a subject trefa to a pachas? Pachas is a minister, a psachoshev, a person. Avadanat, because they're going to open it up and say, that's what you gave me? It's fafoiled, it's a whole rotten. Are you going to go and give me that rotten carbon? So therefore, you can't bring it for a carbon if it's a suffix trefa. So that's why Reish Lakish says, even if it passed the amida and the halicha test, it's still a trefa. You're not allowed to bring it for a carbon, and therefore it gets mixed up in the other 10,000. All of them are mu'uriv.
But it's only a suffix trefa.
That's true, but it's enough that you're not allowed to bring it for a carbon. So therefore, yimusukula means you can't bring any of the others for a carbon. Because
afterwards, mom is a trefa. It's even more than a suffix trefa.
Good. So hold your question for a moment. And says Yimara, next teretz. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer kegoin di arab bivlad trefa. It's talking about that the other 10,000 didn't get mixed in with a trefa, but rather the vlad of a trefa. For a blezehi, the omer vlad trefa lo yikur v'legam mizbech. Not only you're not allowed to bring a trefa to the mizbech, but even the vlad of a trefa you can't bring to the mizbech. Wow. And since the vlad itself has no simonim of tarfis. It's only the mami that had the simonim of tarfis, but the vlad itself has no simonim, so therefore can easily be indistinguishable from the other 10,000. Now, we have over here these three, four terutz, and the question is, why didn't everybody suffice with one terutz? Everyone, kulu kerbiyani leyamri. They didn't like the first terutz about that you couldn't distinguish between the holds made by
the wolf
and the holds made by a thorn. Says, maybe you can tell. Maybe us city slickers couldn't tell, but anybody that's involved with animals can go and tell the difference between one hole and the other. The hole that's made by the ze'ev, he doesn't just put his claws and he leaves it there and he pulls it out, and therefore you have beautiful little holes in it. No. But he's going to go and grab it, and he's going to pull his claws out. And it's going to be a stretched hole. So it's going to be like a rectangular hole, not just a... For Hayogel, if you're talking about a koitz goes in, a koitz goes out, and it's just a regular circle, just like by Bnei Adam. Kresh Lokshes, they didn't like Kresh Lokshes, Pshat Mitafula, Kasavri, Omda, Einetzricha, Mislas. They disagree with Reish Lakish. They hold like the others in Masechtas Chulin, that as long as after the fall the animal stands up and it stands for a minute or whatever, you don't have to wait anymore for 24 hours. You can assume this is good. If it went at least an hour or two or whatever, you don't have to be boitikit subsequently, even after the animal is geshochten. Yes, you have to check for the other normal things that you have to check, but if everything else checks out okay, you don't worry. Kosher v'yusher. So that being the case, you could bring this animal for a carbon. It doesn't have the status of a suffik treifa because it was able to holcha, and you don't have to be boidik anymore for the tarfis of the nefula. Yeah, other tarfis, just like every other animal, you have to be boidik, but nothing special because of this nefula, because it was able to walk. So that being the case, it's not even a sofik, and that's why you're allowed to go and use it, and you couldn't have that as a teretz that fell into the other 10,000. They don't want a zetzadayin like Reb Lezer. What did Reb Lezer said? The halacha vlad treifali kariv? That sounds like a very remote mandi amar.
First of all, because can a treifa give birth even?
Okay, well, it could be it's talking about that the animal was ready, let's say, if I'm not mistaken, by Behemoth Gas, I think it's 7 months. It's in its 6.5 months, and now guess what happened to it? Unfortunately, it fell down, or some other
type of...
A wolf attacked it, otas, right? But now a day later, a week later, the mommy gives birth to this vlad, and vlad had nothing to do with the animal being a treifa in the first place, right? It became...
Treifa after it was very pregnant with the egg, this child.
Exactly right. So this is a gewaldig chiddush of Reb Lezer, they go and say that vlad treifa can't be brought from the Zvech, nothing wrong with this vlad. Therefore, they didn't want to learn like that pshat, and that's why they learned like the other pshatim that we had. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Say Zagin, Benjamin Zagin, intermittent.